is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Team USA still leads the pack at the Paris Olympics with a total of 22 medals now. Four of those are gold, including the latest from women's gymnastics. Our Wendy Gillette's in Paris.
Simone Biles is now the most decorated Olympian in U.S. gymnastics history, with her eighth medal coming in the team competition. The U.S. entered the final as the heavy favorite and did not disappoint, hitting 11 of 12 routines. Jordan Chiles fell on her beam mount, but the team still scored almost 6 points higher than second-placed Italy.
Katie Ledecky dominated today in the pool in the 1,500-meter freestyle. Water quality concerns postponed the men's triathlon today in the Seine River. An American tennis star, Coco Gauff, got knocked out in the second round of the women's singles tournament. That one emotional following a controversial call. The Senate just passed its biggest online child safety legislation in decades.
The bipartisan bill is designed to protect children from dangerous online content. It will require platforms that are frequently used by minors to ensure they default to the safest settings possible and hold these companies accountable for any harm they do cause.
That's CBS's Stacey Lynn. More heated testimony today over failed security efforts at Donald Trump's rally in Pennsylvania. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley clashed with acting Secret Service Director Ronald Rowe.
Sir, this could have been our Texas school book depository. I have lost sleep over that for the last 17 days,
been
just like you have.
Somebody.
Director Kim Cheadle resigned last week. The Israeli army retaliated for a deadly weekend strike attack today by targeting Hezbollah in Beirut. Reporter Linda Gradstein.
Israel's defense minister said Hezbollah crossed the red line with its attack that killed 12 Druze children and teenagers on Saturday. In response, Israel targeted Hajj Mohsen in Beirut, which could prompt Hezbollah to respond with rocket attacks on Israel. Israel says Hajj Mohsen is the number two official in Hezbollah after Sheikh Hassan Nasrallah.
Taylor Swift says she's completely in shock over yesterday's knife attack that killed three children in England. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez tells us some other victims are still in critical condition.
In an Instagram post, the singer says she's at a complete loss for how to convey her sympathies to the families. A 17-year-old is being held on suspicion of murder and attempted murder.
Heavy rains today are destroying roads and pushing homes off their foundations now in Vermont. This woman lives in Lindenville.
We could hear this water. It was running so loud that you couldn't even hear yourself think.
Some areas there have already gotten more than 8 inches of rain and comes just weeks after the state got hit by remnants of Hurricane Beryl. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine's North Beach is under an advisory and Zoo Beach is closed due to high bacteria levels. Kenosha County's Lance Park and Camp Lake beaches are under caution flags. In-person absentee voting has started in Racine and Kenosha counties with different options available. Voters can find specific information using their address at myvote.wi.gov. A silver alert has been issued for 85-year-old Karen Wandry of Racine County. She was last seen at her Waterford home and may have walked off carrying an empty purse. And Microsoft has acquired over 200 additional acres in Racine County for $34 million. It brings Microsoft's total land holdings in the area to more than 1,200 acres. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers make a trade. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. Trade deadline coming up tonight, and the Brewers sending outfielder Joey Weimer and pitcher Jacob Junis to the Reds for right-hander Frankie Montas. 9 years in the big leagues, 19 starts this year for Cincinnati, an ERA that started out at 3.56 but has risen into the fives. Meanwhile, just as the crew gets back Devin Williams as the closer, Trevor McGill goes on the 15-day IR. Manager Pat Murphy.
Trevor McGill on the IL. Lower back, he's been dealing with it for about 5 days. He'll get an MRI this afternoon. That's the way the cookie crumbles, man.
Brewers last night with a nice 8-3 win at home over the Braves. Home runs by Hoskins, Adames, Churio. NFL Packers back on the practice field today in Green Bay. The Badgers football team begins training camp for the next 2 weeks at UW-Platteville.
Well, I think it's first and foremost, it's about getting away. To really get them to, you know, get to know each other and a lot of things even a little deeper.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN weather.
We have a chance of scattered thunderstorms tonight, tomorrow night into Thursday. Other than that, plenty of sunshine, warm and very humid. Our high today, 86. Tomorrow, 85 with a heat index over 90 both days. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 85.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Don't forget this Friday. It's another First Friday in downtown Racine from 4 to 9 p.m. this week. It's going to feature a throwback band, a classic car show. Of course, there'll be music and entertainment and food and drink. It's First Friday, this Friday, August 2nd.
Radio Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
It's the easy, simple way. If you fail, to do this. Don't blame her if she looks my way, 'cause I'm gonna treat her like a lady. So actually, I'm gonna treat her like a lady. Giving me love to look and see, you know what I mean.
Local news, timeless hits, and the Milwaukee Brewers, the perfect soundtrack to summer. Good night for the Brewers last night, and another good night for Willie Adames, as heard on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
RBI chance now for Willie Adames. See if the Brewers can cash in. Tying run at third, great speed. Fly ball deep left center. Good ball. Number 17 for Willie Adames. And the knack for the three-run bomb. He's got it.
Another huge home run for Willie Adames. That was on a cutter. Stayed in on him, and he got all of it.
Brewers back in action tonight at 7:10. We'll have the pregame for you at 6:35 on WRJN.
Come see what's brewing. The Milwaukee Brewers.
Hey, this is Maggie. If you're looking for me this afternoon, don't worry, I'm still around. Find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over at 540 AM WAUK or the Civic Media app. The same great talk you've come to expect from Civic Media, now on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/wiscway. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Bowman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Take my hand.
Elvis Presley on WRJN. Of course, Elvis Presley was discovered by Sam Phillips, right? The founder of Sun Records. It was on this date in 2003 that Sam Phillips passed away. In addition to Elvis Presley, he also worked with Carl Perkins, Johnny Cash, Roy Orbison, B.B. King, Ike Turner, Jerry Lee Lewis, and a host of others.
Good sense, ill sense, crippling mankind. Dead kings, many things I can't define. Old cages, bars, wagons, butter your mind. In the sense of compliments, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
In the sense of compliments, meaningless mounds. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around. Look what you saw, look what you saw. You can do beatniks and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
If you miss any of our newscasts online, just search WRJN News. You'll find the stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Pacific Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Abortion providers in Wisconsin are bracing for more patients from Iowa now that abortion is illegal after 6 weeks of pregnancy there. The Planned Parenthood Clinic in Madison is now the closest option for women in places like Dubuque. Wisconsin Democrats are calling the latest attempt to amend the state constitution a Republican power grab. Governor Evers says people should vote no on the two questions. They'd require lawmakers' approval when governors move to spend money from Washington. Evers says it would have been bad during the pandemic.
The Republicans took a 300-day vacation during the pandemic, didn't come into session. So what would I have done during that time? Nothing. I could not have responded with the money that was there.
The fall primary is August 13th. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine's North Beach is under an advisory, while Zoo Beach has been closed for swimming. The problem is high bacteria levels, according to the City of Racine Public Health Department. People at North Beach are encouraged to use the rinse-off station at the Oasis as a precautionary measure. Kenosha County's Lance Park and Camp Lake beaches are currently impacted with caution flags. In-person absentee voting is underway. In Racine and Kenosha counties, there are different options, with all of them outlined at myvote.wi.gov. That website uses your address to show you your specific ballot, polling locations, and options when it comes to voting absentee. The City of Racine provides a network of early voting locations, including City Hall and several community centers. Kenosha concentrates its early voting efforts at the Municipal Building. A silver alert has been issued for an 85-year-old Racine County woman. Police say Karen Wandry was last seen at her home on Big Bend Road in Waterford yesterday. Karen suffers from severe dementia and may have walked off after 6 o'clock carrying an empty purse. She's described as 5'1", 114 pounds, with blue eyes and shoulder-length hair. There's an image online. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
We have a chance of scattered thunderstorms tonight, tomorrow night into Thursday. Other than that, plenty of sunshine, warm and very humid. Our high today, 86. Tomorrow, 85 with a heat index over 90 both days. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 84.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. It's time to play Can You Guess? What body part is most commonly bitten by insects? The answer, the foot.
Walk on, Bill, don't you walk on. We got things to say. Talk out, let's have the talk, talk, and things will be okay.
local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend and tell that same friend to go to WRJN.com to save 30% or more on local food, services, and merchandise. Just go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab.
Groovy on a Sunday afternoon.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Thanks for being homeward bound with me, Kurt Vollman. All right, are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? Just a random piece of information to share with your family and friends? Here we go. Today's useless fact is, if monkeys eat too many unripe bananas, their tongue and eyes will turn green. By the way, I'm pretty sure it means actual monkeys, not, you know, like Davy Jones and Mickey Dolenz.
River City Dental Lab in Racine provides high-quality, handcrafted dental appliances by experienced technicians at affordable rates and in less than half the time. A full denture starting at $650. Acrylic partial denture starting at $600. Dental flippers for up to five teeth starting at $550. Reline your dentures for only $250. Night guards for only $250. Or have your dentures repaired starting at $80. By going directly through River City Dental Labs, you could save up to $2,000 on a full denture for the same outstanding quality. No more long waits to get everything back in place. Learn more online at RiverCityDentalLaboratory.com or call 312-256-6860 for an appointment. River City Dental Lab, providing dentures and more for a fraction of the cost in less than half the time.
I'm a waitress, so I know the difference between regular shoes and Skechers slip-resistant work shoes. Skechers slip-resistant work shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera.
Thanks.
While regular shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera. Whoa! And that difference is why I wear Skechers slip-resistant work shoes to keep me safe on my feet. Plus, they're easy to clean and have Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam for comfort throughout my shift. Get America's number one selling work shoe at Skechers.com, a Skechers store near you, or wherever work shoes are sold.
I don't like onions. I'm doing paleo. Do they have gluten-free bagels? You can't juggle every food request for a work event, or can you?
Easy Cater is the all-in-one tech platform that makes it easy to get restaurant catering for work, with options for any group, size, taste, dietary preference, or budget. Easy Cater saves your favorite restaurants and orders, which makes reordering a snap. Need to modify an order? No problem. So when it comes to food for work, make it easy on yourself with Easy Cater. Start your order at easycater.com.
It's summer in Britain, and the crimes are just getting started.
I found another body.
Stream the best of British crime drama only on BritBox. Don't miss new seasons of acclaimed series like Blue Lights, which Time Out calls Belfast's answer to The Wire.
Back up, over!
And The Responder, starring Martin Freeman in his international Emmy award-winning role.
I can feel it. I'm going to crack.
Stream the best of British crime drama on BritBox.
You know, this is why I want to be a detective.
Watch with a free trial today.
You've got real work to do. Metal supermarkets will help you get it done fast. With a huge variety of metals in stock, we can help no matter what job comes your way. And we cut to size, because just like taxes and BS, we think metal is better when cut. Metal supermarkets, the convenient stores for metal. Find a store or shop online at metalsupermarkets.com.
She's thinking of, and she does.
she loves you, and you know you should be glad. You know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should be glad.
For 97 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Coming up, CBS News at 4 and a local update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in. To
promised lands,
to show you everyone, it's the time of the season for loving.
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Be rich.
Is he rich like me? Does he take us
anytime
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season.
Like me,
has he taken
any time
to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for
news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Started long ago in the Garden of Eden when Adam said to Eve, baby, you're for me. CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Simone Biles just solidified her reputation as the GOAT, helping Team USA win another gold medal at the Paris Olympics. Our Wendy Gillette's covering the competition there.
Simone Biles led the U.S. team to victory by a massive margin over Italy, hitting all four of her events and clearly enjoying the competition and her comeback after dropping out of the team final in Tokyo. Kelly Horse was there from Rochester, Minnesota with her two daughters.
I'm going to cry. It's so great to see her come back after so much adversity.
The U.S. women's gymnastics team is the oldest since 1952, according to USA Gymnastics, but today their experience guided them to the gold medal. Wendy